Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Breese, as I broadcast live from my flagship station right down here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women that are listening to us, to all of our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe, and to all the people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there in the oil rigs, wherever and however you're at, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and while you're there, jump on into the chat room and have a conversation with us over there. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, and joining me right now, I've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, it's kind of hard to really put a handle on everything that's been going on here in the last day. But my God, I mean, the president yesterday, he came out and he just absolutely dropped the bombshell and said, oh, we're going to be opening America's pretty quick here. And we've had a meeting with the governors, and the governors are going to be the ones to make the final decision. But I would suspect that in a couple of weeks or by the end of the month, that at least 20 of the states will be ready to go, and maybe even as many as 29. And again, when I read that last hour, I told you I believe they're all red states. I can't even see a blue state wanting to do this. Why? Because they want to keep drawing the federal money.
Well, that could be one very, very good reason. And, of course, you know, here in my state of California, Governor Newsom has given his press conference yesterday, which pretty much equated to we're going to wait another couple of weeks and reevaluate everything. But he began to give a framework on what they would expect in terms of reopening.
Yeah.
But reopening doesn't really sound a whole lot like reopening, and that's, I think, a lot of people were deflated by that today.
No, and the first thing is you got to get the kids back into school so the parents can go back to work. So that's item number one, and that looks like as if that's going to be the first thing according to the CDC guideline that I just read in the last hour. Now, also, the Treasury and the airlines have forged a deal on $25 billion in payroll aid for the airline workers, and the U.S. also awarded, I thought this was kind of interesting, I didn't even know about this, the U.S. also awarded airports $10 billion in grants amid the travel decline to keep their people paid and all that stuff, so the airports aren't hurting for money.
That's right. Here in my area, I think LAX, LA International, is getting upwards a little more than $300 million, I think, John Wayne Airport here in Orange County is getting around 40-something million, as I recall. So, right, yeah, so they are getting something.
Well,
and again, because everything's just been devastated in the airline industry.
Well, I was standing outside at 9:30, and I watched the two freighters that go up in the air, and I was out there for about 15, 20 minutes, and those were the only planes that I saw or heard. I didn't even see another strobe light in the air anywhere flying around aircraft, but the two big jet freighters took off. Both of them were FedEx planes, and they were headed on over to, where did they go? Over to Memphis. So there you go. Now, also, the airlines are mulling flying around with empty seats, and the people that would be on their aircraft inside having to wear a mask now.
Well, right. I mean, you put people on an airplane, which is essentially a giant tube with the air recirculating, basically. It's not funny, but it is just a fact of the matter that if somebody is sick, even on an airplane, regardless of COVID-19, that's an exposure for a lot of people. It's kind of like back in the old days, you know, they had the smoking and non-smoking sections on airplanes.
Yeah, well, usually your first class section was smoking.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you weren't really separated in the traditional sense, but again, so that's why they have to be very, very careful. And,
yeah.
There's $25 billion in grants that, these airlines are.
And, you know, my wife and I were flying, I forget where we were going, but we were flying going somewhere, on business, and I think it was Atlanta. We might have been going to Atlanta. And, they upgraded our seats to first class, and they said, would you like to ride in first class? And of course, my wife right away went, oh, sure. But I told her, I said, you may not like this. And she goes, well, why? And I said, I'm not saying another word. We got up there and they were smoking. She goes, excuse me. She wanted to go back to the, you know, the cheap seats.
Right, right. Well, sure. Well, and most people probably, you know, would at that point. But again, and of course, now we don't smoke on airplanes at all. This is quite a very difficult proposition for them as people would begin to fly. And of course, you'll see very low rates, I would think, as well.
Now, Congress is all out on recess right now. Do you know that until at least May the 4th?
That's right. Yeah, they're supposed to go out. Yeah.
And in the meantime, the deficit just keeps going up and up and up and up and up some more.
Well, sure. And now it's really going to $2 trillion stimulus package and these kinds of things. They want to do another one, which will be, I think, on par with that.
Well, did you hear what Tlaib wants?
What's that?
She wants the illegals and everybody else to get $2,000 in the next one.
Wow. Well,
yeah, illegals too.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, did you hear about Barack Obama yesterday? Well, he endorsed Joe Biden. But it was kind of interesting the way he did it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Renegade Aviator. You hear him Sundays on a lot of these stations across the highways and byways out there all across the United States. He's one of my buddies, and he's out of Reno, Nevada. He does a lot of air shows, the Renegade Aviator, and be listening for him when he comes on the radio. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, like a lot of us are, myself included, if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, or maybe you've got ankle pain, if you got just plain old muscle aches or pain from just doing your job or whatnot, and you're looking for some relief other than taking medication or taking, you know, a heavy dosage of ibuprofen or whatever, then I got a great idea for you. It's called Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product. It's not going to hurt you. It's good for you. It's got ingredients in there that will reduce the swelling and the inflammation that you've got. It'll help you with the pain. I know somebody that took it to see if it would get rid of their headache, and it did, but I'm not going to say that's all it does, and I'm not saying it's going to do it for everybody, but it did for that person, and they became a believer very quickly. But let me suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Plan. Now, you can find that on the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go right there, see the little logo link, and there's a little video there that you can watch. About 2.5 minutes long, and it tells you everything that's in the Relief Factor product and how it works. And it's very simple, very easy, not narcotic. It's all natural. And what do you got to lose but pain, right? So give it a shot. Give it a shot. The 1995 Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Available by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And now, back to Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, former President Barack Obama
jumped on the Joe Biden bandwagon yesterday, better late than never, right?
Right, right.
And he right away slammed the Trump propaganda machine. I'm going to say this, and then you can go ahead and say what you're going to say. Propaganda machine. Let me see. Who was really good at that? It was Barack Obama.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think he's, you know, the propaganda network, you know, that Trump has now or something is what the former president was saying. And, you know, Captain, I just see a lot of desperation in that. Number one, they're trotting out Obama right now about this, which seems to be kind of odd because I think it's going to get lost in a lot of the noise right now about COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Joe Biden isn't making any splash. He's making no impact whatsoever in all of this. He's tried his basement bunker briefings, but that didn't work.
He's boring.
Yeah, you're right. Then Bernie Sanders endorsed mm-hmm. them, and then suddenly I thought they would wind up with Obama here a little while mm-hmm. later on.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think they're trying to get traction. Because the Democrats are treating this thing like it's, you know, they're going mm-hmm. on along their merry way, but they're going to lose. They know it.
Well, let's drift on over to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, I want to talk about this virus thing on China. China has basically a socialist system, and the socialist system breeds bureaucrats who don't want to lose their jobs and stuff, and they don't have the freedoms. And that's why they covered up this virus thing. A lot was it totally indicative of what's wrong with having a socialist system in your medical. And the second thing I wanted to say is, not just the medical manufacturing that we need to bring back for China, but everything, totally disengage economically from that place as much as we can. But anyway, that's it.
Let me ask you a question. Were we attacked biochemically by China, or was this just an accident that got out?
That's hard to say, Captain.
No. Think about it for a second.
I bet it's an accident myself, but I could see the other side of that one for sure.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. We'll give you an answer here. Kyle, you know, I'm glad that he mentioned that for a couple of different reasons. Number one, if it was an accident, fine. But there were 300,000 people that traveled into Wuhan, China, and traveled out of Wuhan, China, during the course of the year prior to this year. And they were there on business doing whatever it was that they were doing. And those people, if they came in contact and they wound up with the virus in any manner, shape, or form, it was just a matter of time before they spread it around the world, wasn't it?
Well, precisely. And again, whether, you know, whatever the origin of the virus, whatever the intent or accidental release, whatever it is, the Chinese system as it's constituted.
They knew it.
They knew it, but at the same time, they didn't tell anybody mm-hmm. that would have saved lives. And that's because the system as it's constituted today is one of secrecy and saving face and doing all these kinds of stuff that, that unfortunately resulted in the results that we see right now.
Yeah.
And that's what people are going to be mad about either way.
Yeah. Now, just when we thought it couldn't get any better with Hunter Biden, townhall.com comes out with a story and says, look what we found now.
Yep.
Hunter Biden is still a board member of a Chinese company that he told everybody he had resigned from.
Well, I'll just say this. If that had been President Trump's one of his sons, and he was supposed to get off a board because there was a possible conflict.
I know why he's still there, don't you?
Why is that?
$100,000 a year salary.
Well, sure. Well, of course. And but again, the optics of it. See, that's one of the things, especially with the Democrat elite. They seem to not really care about the optics of things a lot as much as Republicans would, because the media is going to more or less give them a pass in many respects.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying. If this had been Donald Trump's son, they would have been mm-hmm. pounding him, and then it would be the one topic.
Now, it looks like as if we don't get back to work pretty quick, we're going to have a really bad unemployment rate. And it looks like as if the worst case scenario, and this is the worst case scenario, is we could be looking at 20% unemployment. Hopefully it doesn't get there. Hopefully we start putting people back to work. Because, again, if you start going back to work in the schools, the teachers and all that sort of stuff, that's going to bring back a large population of the workforce, right?
Well, that would theoretically give the workforce the ability to, because now everybody, you know, who has kids is home with their kids. But, for example, in California, the schools are out for the remainder of the school year. That's just been said from Sacramento.
Let me ask you a question. A federal court yesterday allowed in Texas medication abortions. What the heck is a medication abortion? Is that the morning after pill?
That's what I would take that to mean, yeah. That seems, because, again, if it's not a procedure where you would go to a clinic and have a medical procedure done, basically, if it's a medication or, you know, some kind of something that that is taken in order to induce a miscarriage, perhaps. I just don't know as much about it medically.
All right.
But, yeah.
Now, Michael Bloomberg and company, Bloomberg, of course, the news organization, ordered his reporters off a story that was going to put pressure on the Chinese, and we couldn't do that now, could we?
No, evidently, according to the report that we have, the idea is that, you're right, there was an investigation going on into China's wealthy elites, but that got, you know, taken down, basically, because the Bloomberg organization was afraid that they would be shut down and kicked out of the country, out of China.
Now, I'm just going to mention this one and then go on to the next one, but with our food banks starting to run out, or running low, I'm not out, but running low on food, the pork farmers across the middle part of the United States have urged President Trump to buy $1 billion worth of pork to help with the food banks and put some food on the table.
That's right. That's right. And so, again, this is something where, you know, they're dumping milk and so forth because the demand is so low right now.
And produce.
And produce as well. It's rotting in the fields in many cases. So that's right. I mean, this is, if we're going to try to bail out people and help them, the farmers are probably first and foremost.
Yeah. And by the way, who's Jeff Bezos?
Well, he's the leader of Amazon, the owner of Amazon. Yeah.
Okay, and Primetime and all that?
That's right.
Well, you know, never say never, because during this time that we've had, this period of the epidemic and the people staying at home and all that stuff, Mr. Jeff Bezos has gained $24 billion in wealth while the world's rich reap the bailout rewards. He's one of them.
That's true. I know. I think a lot of people are either buying more or and also they've been hiring as well, I understand, to try to meet some of that demand.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. When we come back, we're going to take a look at our first military and veterans news segment. And a lot of stuff going on. A lot of that stuff going on. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he's seeking the advice of his advisors and labor leaders on a plan to reopen the country. At the coronavirus task force briefing, he now says the decision will be made in conjunction with each state.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reporting more than 10,000 deaths in New York City alone. That includes 3,700 people who hadn't been tested yet for the virus.
We think we are at the apex on the plateau. The number of hospitalizations went up, flattened, continuing to flatten. Good sign. Technically, the number's down a tad.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Bo will be in tomorrow. He'll be on the air. If you got any questions, get them ready for him. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one campus in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, which is where I'm at. And in both of the cases with the campuses, they will teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is pretty much a job secure position, because that always takes an aircraft
maintenance tech to be able to certify the aircraft is able to fly, especially when you got all these aircraft that are parked right now. You'll see them if you drive around. You don't have to go very far to see them. Some airports have got them parked there. For example, we have a hub down here for Allegiant Air and in Clearwater, and there's I don't know how many planes, but I saw a bunch of them. I would say probably 15 to 20 or thereabouts, maybe even a few more, that were sitting idle. They were obviously idle at the airport in Clearwater. But that being said, they've got to be recertified again. The aircraft maintenance, the aviation maintenance techs, have got to climb in there, make sure everything's working, certify them before they can get airworthy. So there you go. But it's a great job. A 40-hour week the first year will pay you right around $60,000. And I'll tell you, the career path is second to none that I know of. If I had to start over again, I definitely would consider doing that. So to find out more, check them out by going to naa.edu. The website, again, is naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Find out about their courses. Find out about how to set an appointment. You know, take the tour. This is what you need to do. Give them a call and set up an appointment to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest, Concord, Mass., or Clearwater, Florida. And by the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You are going to love the National Aviation Academy. All righty. Couple of different headlines before we get started. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, has come out and said the U.S. is probing claims that COVID-19 escaped from a Chinese lab. Not a wet market, not one of the other things you heard, but a Chinese lab, and somehow or another it got out, whether it was intentionally or accidentally, whatever the case might be. And also, you might have just heard at the bottom of the hour news, Germany is reporting that they have arrested four Islamic terrorists that were planning to attack several U.S. military bases in Germany. Thank God they got their hands on those guys before they were able to do something. All right. Now, according to the Navy Times, a sailor assigned to the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt died after being admitted to an intensive care unit in Guam for the coronavirus COVID-19 complications. Now, it was the first such death of a sailor on the vessel. Keep in mind, 600 sailors so far have tested positive for the coronavirus. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Boeing, according to Defense News, will restart production of the P-8 and KC-46. They started that apparently Monday of this week, after a three-week pause in operations spurred by the spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, in Washington State. But they're back, and they're building it again, which is good news. Good news for the Air Force, because that was tying up some things, I'll tell you that. And also, an Army lab is developing a COVID-19 test for people without symptoms. This is going to be the key to a normal return to service for many people. Now, researchers at the Army's premier infectious diseases lab, which is in Maryland, are working on a more sensitive test that could detect the coronavirus in people who have no symptoms, a critical step in getting the nation back to a new sense of normal, according to the lab's chief viral expert. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, again, a remote mental health care use amongst Veterans Affairs patients jumped dramatically last month as normal medical care appointments were disrupted and veterans were forced into self-isolation because of the ongoing coronavirus epidemic. And the U.S. Navy, by the way, is taking extreme measures to preserve its carrier Surge, with the world's eyes on the embattled carrier Theodore Roosevelt, the U.S. Navy is taking strong measures to make sure it can surge healthy aircraft carriers if needed. And the Nimitz, I believe, just put out to sea. The Eisenhower is somewhere over there, don't know where, but one of the carriers was just extended over there. I think it was maybe the Truman. Yes, it was the Truman. There we go. The Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group's deployment may have drawn to a close, but the flat-top carrier and its escorts are being ordered to remain at sea in an effort to keep sailors protected from exposure to COVID-19. Also, China sent their aircraft carrier to Japan, near Japan, and Taiwan, as it's patrolling over there, as the Navy is now struggling with the coronavirus. China sees an opportunity, so they're trying to gain on it. Now, the new air defense systems, which are now protecting Americans and allied forces at military bases in Iraq, are there as the Patriot missile batteries we heard about showed up just recently. So this time, if they fire rockets or missiles at us, we may be able to bring them down with our Patriot missile batteries. Now, the Pentagon has rolled out a remote work environment in record time. The Department of Defense rolled out its temporary telenetwork collaboration platform in record time as the department works to accommodate the remote workforce during the new coronavirus epidemic, according to the Pentagon's top IT official, Dana Deasy, who made that announcement on Monday. Also, a Gold Star Mothers Group may consider adjusting the membership rules in the age of coronavirus to include mothers who have lost a son or daughter to the coronavirus. And that would be a good thing. Why not? They're serving. I realize it's not the same as being killed in combat, but still, I think it's time that they do something like that. That's just my opinion. By the way, each Battelle-made machine gun can clean up to 80,000 masks per day. And right now, the Pentagon is ordering 60 machines that disinfect desperately needed N95 masks, and they're adapting, improvising, and overcoming with the device that they've got right there. And we'll see how that works out in the days and weeks to come ahead. By the way, you might have heard me say this, and I know Eric was concerned when he heard me say it, but the commanding officer of the guided missile destroyer, Decatur, was relieved of command after misleading the Navy's Third Fleet about the ship's position, which led to the fact that there were false reports being filed, signed off on by the commander as to where the ship was located when it was supposed to be somewhere else than what it was, if that makes sense. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
certified today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and like we did last hour, here we go again.
That's one small threat of man.
An oldie but goodie, but I'll tell you what, you know, those guys there, they still know how to get it done. All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Blind J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go. Heavy snow for the Rockies, oh goody, and thunderstorms for parts of the southeast and the sun, the Gulf Coast, as well as some really, really cold temperatures coming across I-20, I-40, I-30, parts of I-70. I-75 north-south, I-55 north-south, I-59 north-south, I-35 north-south. So there's some really cold temperatures out there, and we'll get into all that. But first, let's tell you about the snow. If you're up in Montana or Idaho tonight, 4th of July, you're going to have some snow going over it. Central part of Montana tonight, you're going to have some snow, 90 and 94, where the junction comes together there before they split out, and one goes to South Dakota, the other goes to North Dakota. There's some snow there along that route, and it is snowing pretty good in the northeastern corner right now of Idaho, as well as the southeastern corner of Idaho. Now, Wyoming, you're going to have some real problems going across I-80 in Wyoming. Well, I mean, tonight and all day during the day today. Also, that snow will continue over. There's a winter storm watch into Nebraska, so you're probably going to have it over into Nebraska as you travel that away. But be advised, I-80 today is going to be a bit of a trip in Wyoming, so be prepared. Now, Colorado has got snow all around Denver, north, south, east, west. And you got snow south down out of Denver, down towards Pueblo. You've got snow coming up 76 into Nebraska, and that could get a little bit hairy as the day goes along. And 25 coming north up into Wyoming could get real exciting once you get up into the higher elevation headed towards Cheyenne and Laramie. Now, all that being said, let's drift down over to where the cold weather is, because we've got some really cold weather. Kansas east right now, the eastern part of Kansas, if you're on I-35, certainly, and I-70 going across from about Salina all the way to Kansas City, and then that's a freeze warning that's through there, and a freeze warning down into most of Oklahoma, freeze warning down into central Texas with a frost warning below it. Part of Dallas is in a freeze warning area. The other part's in a frost area. And then I-30 going up into Arkansas, you got some really cold temperatures going that way. Plus, you got a frost warning in the southern part of Arkansas. Northern part of Mississippi and Alabama right now, a frost warning there. The central part of Tennessee, you've got a hard freeze warning with rain in the middle of all this, and I don't understand how that's going to be rain with the temperatures in the 20s and 30s. That could be ice. That could be freezing rain there, so be careful, especially if you're on I-40 going east of Memphis, but it looks like it's going to get really interesting. And then Kentucky, it's going to be really cold in Kentucky, cold temperatures there. The southern and southeastern part and eastern part of Illinois, on up to about where Effingham and that area, you're going to have some really chilly temperatures. Most of Indiana tonight is really cool. Most of southern Ohio is really cool. I-70 south down into West Virginia and the western part of Maryland. Those mountains in there, plus you got a frost advisory and a freeze warning for some of the mountains, if you will, along North Carolina and Virginia. And that also includes up into Jersey and southeastern Pennsylvania and southeastern New York. So be advised of all that. Plus, way up in the top of Maine right now, way up in the top of Maine, you're going to find that you've got some rain up in there again. If you're going up to Presque Isle or up in there to get some, or Caribou to get some French fries to load up, you're going to have rain driving up in there. But at least it's not snow tonight. So that's what we got looking at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't forget, always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Number one truck stops in the country, Pilot and Flying J, and they are still open for business and still doing what they do for the drivers. All right, let's drift on over here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
General Milley said yesterday, the Joint Chiefs, he was talking about the military, of course, but the Joint Chiefs made an announcement that the United States is probing claims that COVID-19 escaped from a Chinese lab, dispelling any thought about bats or wet markets or any of that nonsense.
Well, he didn't dispel that theory.
But that's what they're trying to do.
That theory hasn't been proven.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all of the intelligence agencies that are working to track down all the clues that they possibly can. And when the communications go out as with what they learn, General Milley is included in that distribution.
Right.
So he was merely answering a question from a member of the media.
Okay.
So, it is going from the research laboratories to whatever animal may have been exposed. Did it go to some or from animal to some other animal to the wet market? Did it hit somebody who happened to work at the lab? Did it escape the lab? They pretty much eliminated the possibility or the notion that this was a purposeful bioweapon. However, even if it wasn't a purposeful bioweapon, it needs to be treated as a bioweapon. And there's a distinct difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what he was saying with his remarks.
Now, I got a question here from Joanna, and Joanna is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us right now, and she said, yes, it's snowing here. She wants to know whether or not this was intentional or just an accident by China, and she talks about all the people that were traveling in and out of Wuhan. Could they not have carried it in and out of there?
Well, we don't know if it was purposeful. Again, you know, if it was purposeful, then it would be under the guise of a bioweapon. However, that has not been proven, and that's pretty much been dispelled. But I think what was purposeful was China's attempt to cover it up, the reason why there was so much travel out of Wuhan, not only outside of China, but inside of China.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we hit the top of the hour news break. And when we come back, boy, oh boy, we got stuff going on. Did you hear the president yesterday? Did you hear the president? Some states may reopen before May the 1st. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.